Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Hello, my dears, and how's everyone doing on this delicious Monday, February the 11th, 2013? Right off the top, before we get into the flow of things today, first and foremost, I want to thank everyone who listens to the show, who follows me on Twitter, who has begun to like me on Facebook Vibration. Still very new there. The Facebook page is pages/conversationswithcleo. With all of the moving and still tweaking and the learning curve, you all have been wonderful. The numbers are ticking up exponentially. So I want to thank everyone who listens live, but I also want to thank everyone who comes back and archives the shows, I guess they call it on demand. So again, much love and much thank yous. Second of all, the weather report, at least in this particular part of the planet, to all of those in Mississippi that dealt with those horrendous tornadoes. The pictures are gobsmacking. One of my favorite meteorologists said he didn't quite understand why there were storm chasers, you understand? Because they look like you should be running away from them, not towards them. But that is the passion that scientists have in their bellies. It looks a little bit different, but they want so much to understand because clearly the weather seems, and clearly the weather does, have a mind of its own. Additionally, to all of you in the Northeast, specifically Massachusetts, New York, New Hampshire, all up that part of the Northeast seaboard, love and heart going out to all of you. From the reports that I've read in the paper, as well as listened to on national news, there have been a number of deaths related to this particular storm. One that just really kind of hurt my feelings and touched my heart was a young teenager who was shoveling snow out of the walkway of his home and got into his mom and dad's car to get warm and ultimately died of carbon monoxide poisoning, which, of course, you know, no one could have seen that would have be his thought process. So again, so helpful for us to educate each other while we look at a storm that is snow and we are prepared for the power outages, we are prepared for these other things, yet we often will overlook some of the things that may not be so obvious. So again, prayers and heart going out to everyone in the Northeast as well as in Mississippi. All right, my dears. Boy, the news has been some interesting goings on and some interesting goings about, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to take a very, very quick pause for the cause right here at the top of the show, and we will be right back to talk about, you know, can the Pope really quit his job? Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Coco tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. Have a special event coming up like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends her love. All right, my dears, we are back. Look here, if you want to join the conversation and you are at a place where you can call me at this time, the number is 347-826-9597. Or hit me up on Twitter if you've got a reasonable comment that I feel I can share with the total of my listeners. I will do just that. I've got my phone in front of me, and it is perfectly perched where I can see it as it comes in with my new fly grip. If you're curious about fly grip, we will be talking about that more in the days and weeks to come. But in the interim, go ahead and visit www.flygrip.com. Tell me what you think. Let's get into it, my dears. I've got a Twitter here. I'm going to go and see if I can't find out who sent me a message. So no worries. I have a godson out there who's just dropped a new CD single, and he wanted me to share the knowledge, so I'm doing that. That's at Brian Rucker. That's BryanRucker. So check it out, team. All right off the top. Okay, you all heard, just like I heard, I woke up this morning expecting it to be a relatively normal Monday morning, only to hear that Pope Benedict has decided he is ready to resign. He is over it. This is too much. He can't bear it. His health, his mental capacity, according to the report released from the Vatican, is slipping, and he feels that he should step down and step away for a Pope who has, I'm assuming, a bit more energy, is a bit younger, and whose health is far more steady. Now, I had been under the impression myself personally that this was a job that you had for life. No, I clearly that's not the way it was. So my assumption was wrong. Now, the last time something like this happened, it was back in the 13th century? So 1400 or something and change. So it's been well over 600 years that, first of all, I have a hard time wrapping around my head around that for 600 years we've had a pope. And it's probably far more than that. But here is the vibration. He has decided to resign. Wow. Now, being the conspiracy theorist that I am, here's where my head goes. What the hell kind of bad news is coming down the pike in the next 3 months, in the next 6 months, in the next 9 months? Something is getting ready to blow up. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about an explosion of a tangible sense. I'm talking about some kind of internal implosion within the walls of the Catholic Church. As we know it, being aware that Vatican City is a sovereign nation. For those of you who did not know that, it is not a city within the country of Italy. It is a sovereign nation all unto itself. That means that they are not governed by anyone other than the Catholic Church. Now, let's see. We might have a Twitter coming in here now. Let's see. Brian Rucker. Ah, that's my godson. He said, oh, God, Mama, you're the best. That's just because he's not in trouble right now. But I'm looking forward to listening to it. And we'll see. He's a very mobile young man. I'm actually very, very proud of him. He does a number of things in the industry. But who knows? On this next break, we may be able to get him into the studio for an interview. And he can tell us about some of the other things that he's doing. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let something out of the bag, because I know for those of you out there that watch this show, I do not, but that doesn't mean I don't support my godson. But he works on the very, 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 very popular show, Honey Boo Boo. So I am looking forward to seeing him soon so I can get all of the intel and the updates. Not that... I don't know. I think she's a cute little girl. I just worry. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes too much exposure is not always the healthiest thing for one soul. Again, you know, you can tweet me now at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMsCleo. Or you can call in the show at 347-826-9597. My manager is so happy about the fact that I'm getting into this flow and I can put that out there and we're changing up things. So again, really, really happy that you all are being so patient with us as I digress. Now, I think that we are all in agreement if we say that the Vatican and the Catholic Church has not always been forthcoming with their earnestness and their honesty. I often wonder as well, what did the pardoned butler or manservant divulge? And who did he divulge it to? Because you understand, he was tried in a court in the Vatican City. He was convicted in a court in the Vatican City. And he was also pardoned by the Pope just weeks or months later after the conviction. I don't have any extra intel, excuse me, but it just seems that when something like that shocking, that startling, how does it go? Where there is smoke, surely there must be fire. Now, I don't have any particular reason to malign the Catholic Church, and I'm not, but I just think it is quite interesting. Also, if you live like me, I spend a lot of time looking at the quatrains, reading the quatrains, and trying to decipher the quatrains of Nostradamus. And Nostradamus has a number of areas where he speaks to the most recent popes. And there are some of you out there that may be of a like mind, like myself, and know that he spoke of two last popes before the Catholic Church would start to crumble. One would have to figure out where he started with the counting of the last two, but it will be quite interesting to see how all of this plays out. And I probably will spend a little time in the coming weeks on how the Pope is actually selected and some of the vibrations and the ways that they get things done in the Vatican with that whole selection process. So it definitely bears a reason, for us to wait until we embrace all of these reasonable, rational perceptions as to why the Pope is stepping down. Again, in any of our lifetimes, unless those of you are walk-ins out there, we've not seen anything like this happen. If you are curious as to some of the histrionics of the Catholic Church, a great series, and certainly it has been embellished a little bit, but a great series is the Borgias. And wow, it will leave your mouth hanging open. And some of those stories, again, are not so dramatized. They are actually closer to the truth than any Catholic is comfortable with. Now, you know, it was a great weekend. What did you do? And that's just a lead in for me to say, I'm going to tell you what I did. And if you feel like it, go ahead and tweet me or dial me up at 347-826-9597 to share what you did on your weekend. I had a great time. The weekend got a little weird at the end, but of course there was the new moon and I was trying to stay prepared for that. I watched two wonderful, funny, independent films. One starring a younger Ryan Gosling. And wow, what a formidable actor he is. Now, this was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful movie. It is called Lars and the Real Girl. And Lars is spelled L-A-R-S and the Real Girl, R-E-A-L-G-I-R-L. And the basic tenet is a young man who shares a piece of property with his older brother. The young man's mother and the older brother's mother died at childbirth. And the father of these two brothers was very wounded. And at the start of the movie, the father has crossed over, has died. And so the brother and his wife, who are newly pregnant, come back to this small town America to help the younger brother adjust, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes on from there. Ultimately, the younger brother, who is not dating or involved with anyone, decides that he is going to fall in love with a mannequin of sorts. And I'll leave you with that, but you'll have to absolutely, you can probably find it on Netflix and probably on Hulu and all of these other places where you can go and locate movies. The second one was called Smiley Face, and some of you will, I've never even heard of this movie before. However, it stars that young blonde who is in all of these scary movie series, the spoofs, you know, and so she's a hoot. But in this one, she's very funny as well, but it's called Smiley Face. And the premise of the movie, I'm going to give you what the description said to me, which made me curious to want to tune in. It's about a young woman who eats a dozen pot-laced cupcakes and then what that day looks like for her. And while that might sound a little supercilious, I have to tell you, it is quite laugh-out-loud amusing. My partner was actually outside doing some work, and I said, oh, you got to come inside. You got to come inside and see this movie. It is just too funny. So two of my recommendations, go out, check it out, Google them, do whatever you need to do, but they are both very, very funny movies. They will make you feel good when all is said and done. And with that, I'm going to take another quick pause for the cause. I'm going to let Cece out. If you haven't heard her, she's gnawing on her favorite bone. And so in order to keep the noise level to a minimum, I'm going to let her out into the backyard. I'll be back in two shakes. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. White Apron Catering, elegance, class, and sometimes a little bit of whimsy when you want it done right. Whether it's an intimate dinner for four or a gala for 400, they can meet your every need. The chefs there are wonderfully energetic and they always have a smile on their face, at least when I visit. Freshness with meticulousness to every detail on that plate. So the next time you want it done right, you want to keep people talking until you have that next party, I want you to pick up that phone and dial White Apron Catering, 561-585-2985. In Lake Worth, 1710 North Dixie Highway. And tell them Cleo sent you. Maybe they'll send me back one of those fabulous chocolate chip cookies. See you around. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but a meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. I know it always seems like I'm talking about food, right? I love, you know, look, good food is good for the soul, it's good for the heart, good for the belly, it's just good all the way around, Zin. All right, look here, speaking of food, one place that I did get a chance to go to, and, you know, I got to tell you, I spent a lot of time in California, and I had access to some of the best Mexican food on the face of the planet, short of living in Mexico. And since I have lived in Florida, and Lord knows that's well over a decade now, it's been a struggle to find good, solid Mexican food. There is a difference between Ecuadorian food to Cuban food to any other Nicaraguan food, Salvadorian food. There are nuances to each palate. There are nuances to each country. And sometimes they are the same herbs and seasonings, but they are utilized differently. So the Cuban food is very plentiful here in South Florida, but not so much the Mexican food. And this is a lovely restaurant in Deerfield Beach, which is on Southeast 15th Avenue, called Casa Maya Grill. Oh, my goodness. I have been twice. It was recommended by my stepson, and he urged me and his mom to go and visit. And we were so thrilled. And we took a friend of ours back this weekend. Now, on a Friday evening during season, trust me, I had to park in Buttfuckup, Egypt, in order to get back to the actual restaurant. But it was well worth it. And at the end of the night, we had finished our meal, and bellies were overfull. It was nice to take the walk in order to get back to the car. But that is Casa Maya Grill. By all means, go online, check them out. Go have a meal. It is divine. And if you truly love Mexican food, you will truly enjoy that experience. So I am putting them high on my recommendation list. Most of the entrees are $12 and under. Still, you can't beat that with a stick. Some lovely beer selections and also some very, very tasty white and red sangria. So like I said, check it out. Lovely dinner opportunity, and we enjoyed ourselves immensely. You know, the other thing that, you know, as we move through life, and sometimes in the past on conversations with Cleo, some things have gotten under my craw, if you would, or stick me under my side, and I feel the need to share. And so this isn't going to be a rant, and I don't want it to sound like one. I want it to sound more like a sharing of an experience. In probably the last 5-6 days, actually it's 5 days, I have had the challenge of running into a couple of ignorant, ill-mannered, nasty, ridiculous. I'm trying to keep the words descriptive of the experience rather than being insulting to the individuals. And you all know that I often share the phrase that 50% of the people aren't going to like you, so we spend all of our time and all of our energy on the 50% that do. But even sometimes that is a challenge that is difficult to reach. I'm a very sensitive person. And so subsequently, plus going through menopause makes me exceptionally emotional, more so than even what I am comfortable with. But as I come to the end of my menopause, I have the ability to stop and think. And even pre-menopause, in my young years, I was quite a rebel, and I didn't have a lot of words, so I would just kick your ass, pretty much, you understand? Well, I'm not that person anymore, and I hope that I've grown up, but I did have to cross the path. Two separate incidences, two separate individuals. However, the sadness of this is that the two individuals whose paths I crossed that were so foul to me, both women, interesting. And let me see, with both being women, neither that I am aware of was gay. So we can just talk about two straight women. Were they young? Could I write it off to youth? No, my dear, I couldn't. One of them's hair was almost snow white gray, and the other one's was a serious peppered mingled gray. So one would think that given the fact that they are either my age or older, that they would have some kind of fucking sensibilities, right? All right, sorry. I don't want to go there. But what you hear, part of it is hurt feelings. And the other part is just pure friggin' frustration. You know what I'm saying? With people not wanting to be accountable for their behavior, for the choices that they make. We all have to be accountable. You understand? You can try sticking your head in the sand, but you have to be accountable. And in each opportunity, and I call it an opportunity because it was an opportunity for me to see how much I've grown. Because on both occasions, one occurring on a Wednesday evening, I believe, and the other occurring yesterday evening. And both times, I politely, quietly turned around and walked away. Now, back in the day when my father would have suggested that, I would have considered him soft. And I always did because my dad was a peaceful man. My late husband, though, once said to me when we were young, and he said everything doesn't have to be a war. And I had heard that on so many occasions, and he said to me, you always have the opportunity to remove yourself from the situation. And I just didn't really embrace that as a young woman. What do you mean remove myself? If somebody is saying something rank and stinking to me, I said, me have to deal with it. Me need to respond. And my father, my late husband, my dundun, so many wonderful people who love me have said, you know, really, you're going to drop down and have a stroke one day because you let the idiocy and the foolishness of idiot people get under your skin. And I ultimately had to get to a place where I needed to receive that, and I needed to change the way that I reacted, because it was typically a reaction. It was hardly ever a response. And in light of the fact that I can't always gauge when I'm going to snap due to menopause and the shifting of the hormones, My best effort is to turn and walk away. And I just want all of you to know, those of you who are young, don't follow the example of some of us older people, because we're losing the plot very clearly. We have lost the plot, so much so that we cannot even teach the youth what we should already know. So when somebody ignorant, mean-spirited, nasty and rude, gets up in your face or presents themselves into your space or into your business, I'm going to say what my late husband used to say to me often: you always have permission, you always have the right to remove yourself from the situation. Don't allow pride to get into the way. Don't lower yourself to where these people are at. Because not that you are above all of that, but you certainly have more class. You certainly have more intelligence, and you certainly have more experience to draw on, so that they are the only ones standing there looking like a fool. Don't ever make sure that you are standing next to them while they look fool. You understand? On a step off. Make them stand all by themselves. Make them get all of the negative attention that they choose to receive. And once again, I will tell you, as a person who has been thirsty from the day I hit this planet, you understand? Ready for the war. Because my feelings got too sensitive to be able to talk to people. And clearly, I still can't talk that well when it comes to being vexed. But I do recognize that I have the power at my immediate disposal to take the higher ground, turn away, and walk off. Eh? And I don't care what them have to say. Because what them have to say, I no matter. You understand? Even if that is somebody that you are related to, guess what? What them think and what them have to say really, really, really doesn't matter. What should matter is what you have resigned in your own soul and any relationship you may have with a greater being. Those are the two places, in my simple opinion, that matter. The rest of it, whatever, my dears. So, I just wanted to share that life lesson with you because it is one that I have worked over the decades to master. And if I didn't think I had mastered it, the universe and the weekend allowed me just that opportunity to see how far I have grown. How you like me now, huh? But look here, I can't move on. I don't know if it's me or you all can hit me up on Twitter and let me know. Oop, almost knocked over the microphone. That would have been a problem. I'm going to check my Twitter now and see if anybody has sent me any tweets. But here's the deal. You know, I'm so used to every Black History Month. I am used to the different little PSAs and whatnot that show up on television. You know, they show up everywhere, at least on the ABC, CBC, NBC, the WB, CW, wherever the channels are, right? And I had asked a friend of mine, actually a couple of friends, I said, have you seen any of those kinds of announcements or commercials or PSAs? And somebody said, you know, matter of fact, I haven't. And I said, I wonder what that's about. Maybe we feel that now we have a Black president, we don't have to do that anymore. Me no know, but I kind of miss them because I think that we need to not become slack about sharing knowledge, about sharing positive history. You understand? So I want to take a little time today to talk about a Black man whose history is shared in many places on this planet and his contribution to history, while in the moment, was not fully realized, but we know that that happens often and that it was realized in decades that had not occurred yet. And hopefully that his dream will be realized in centuries that have not occurred yet, right? So, what is it? Somebody is tweeting me on here, and they're talking about the, let's see, what is it? Says, Real Miss Cleo, the commercials this year for Black History Month 2013 is truly on the decline. I hear you. Now, see, I thank you for the validation out there, because what happened? Again, I don't understand. It's because President Obama is in the White House. We don't feel that we need to give shout-outs just to history. Because, and then some people might say, well, Ms. Cleo, there's no White History Month, and there's no this History Month, and there's no that History Month. Well, guess what? Perhaps there should be. But history as we know it, history as I was taught it in school, was very limited when it came to the participation of Africans and freed Africans and freed black men in this country. And my studying on my personal own over the last 40 some odd years proves quite the contrary. So today I'm going to talk about one of Jamaica's national heroes, one of my personal heroes, and a man's name that I don't know that perhaps as many of you in the United States should know, because he contributed so much to America, in my opinion, which without further ado, I give big love and big ups, enough respect to the memory and the contributions of Dr. Marcus Garvey. Dr. Marcus Garvey was born in St. Anne's Bay, Jamaica, on August 17th, 1887. Dr. Garvey crossed over June 10th, 1940. For the last 3 or 4 years of his life, he was severely afflicted with several strokes, which ultimately took him away from us. Dr. Marcus Garvey founded in 1912 the Universal Negro Improvement Association and the African Communities League. Now, the UNIA, or the Universal Negro Improvement Association, was dedicated to promoting African Americans and the resettlement in Africa. Now, Dr. Garvey attended Birkbeck College, also University of London, and worked for the African Times and Orient Review. Dr. Marcus Garvey found a very comfortable and passionate home in being one who spoke out against injustices. He made a very committed decision at a very young age to become an activist. And as you can see, the Universal Negro Improvement Association and the African Communities League are just part of what he was able to create while he walked and visited on this planet. After connecting with Booker T. Washington, who founded the Tuskegee Institute, Marcus Garvey traveled to the U.S. in 1916, and he settled in New York City and opened a chapter, or formed a chapter of the UNIA in Harlem. In 1918, he began to publish the newspaper called The Negro World, by which to share his message with other freed Africans and freed Negroes, and that term I use it deliberately because it was appropriate to the time. In 1919, Dr. Marcus Garvey and the UNIA launched the Black Star Line, which was a steamship company that would establish trade and commerce between Africans in America, the Caribbean, South and Central America, Canada, and Africa. This company was solely and wholly owned and operated on the New York Stock Exchange by Africans, African descent, displaced Africans, and Negroes. He also started the Negro Factories Association, a series of companies that would manufacture marketable commodities in every large industrial center in the Western Hemisphere and Africa. This was a man of great vision. This is a man who, if you take his picture and you put the word progressive next to it, there is nothing more that needs to be said. But I don't know how many of you know about these things. You understand? Because there is no history book out there. College are in high school, that they are going to tell you these things. And perhaps, maybe a few, you might find it at Tuskegee. You might find it at Morehouse. You might find it at Howard. I don't know how easy it's going to be for you to find at Berkeley or USC. In 1920, the UNIA held its first international convention at Madison Square Garden. And Dr. Marcus Garvey spoke to more than 25,000 people from around the world. And his message was that it is so important for us to take pride in African history and culture. You understand? Because that wasn't happening yet. You understand? Dr. Marcus Garvey was actually born after Reconstruction began in this country. Let's see. I'm looking at my Twitters here. Real Miss Cleo, we should be thankful 28 days a year for Black History Month, considering that Dr. Marcus Garvey fought for and had to deal with. You understand? And certainly, good looking out, I definitely think that this is something that 28 days, like you said, it should be every day of the year, because that's just how pertinent all of us are to the history and the histrionics of this country. Now, as I was saying, that was probably one of the largest conventions of its kind back in 1920. Now, there were some issues with the current day Black leaders during that time and Dr. Marcus Garvey. W.E. Du Bois, who founded the NAACP, felt that Dr. Marcus Garvey's message was ill-conceived. Here is one quote as to how Du Bois characterized, if you would, Dr. Garvey. He characterized him with the following quote: "The most dangerous enemy of the Negro race in America." And I have often tried to explain to people who are non-Black what is the problem between Black Americans and some Jamaicans or Jamaicans. And while some will talk about this, that, or the other, there are those of us from the 60s who have a different perspective as to why Jamaicans and sometimes Black Americans struggle with their personal relationship. And it is because W.E. Du Bois and several other Black leaders really did not embrace at all. Matter of fact, they spent a great deal of time diminishing the amazing accomplishments and achievements of Dr. Marcus Garvey. And if you continue to listen to me, because I am a conspiracy theorist, in 1922, Dr. Marcus Garvey was charged with mail fraud, including the Black Star Line Steamship Company. I personally think it was a bunch of hype, and apparently, according to many of the documents out there, Dr. Marcus Garvey, he knew it was bullshit too. In June 1923, he was convicted and sentenced to 5 years in prison. They released him after 3 years and change, and he was promptly deported back to Jamaica. He continued his work of the UNIA in Jamaica, and then in 1935, he relocated and moved to London. Now, I want you all to be able to take all of that in, because as we move through the balance of this month and the months coming, we will be talking more about Dr. Marcus Garvey, his contributions, because they are many. We will be talking about the Black Star Line, and what significant achievements it did make while it was open. We will take a little bit closer look into the CIA connection to W.E. Du Bois. Dr. Marcus Garvey felt that W.E. Du Bois was a spy, quote-unquote, if you would, for the white elite. And certainly, we all can look at some of the behaviors back in those days, understanding that there have always been backdoor room meetings. You know what I'm saying? That door that nobody ever knows where it goes, and you very seldom see them come out and take a closer look into the action. And certainly to understand what actually went on. You say, well, Ms. Cleo, I don't know that this is Black history. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? It's history. It doesn't all have to end with a fucking bow. You understand? Truth is truth. And as my dear, dear Buju Bantan, and we are going to update that story as well. For those of you who don't know, Buju was sentenced to 10 years and there was some foolishness and some fuckery going on in his trial same way. So we're going to be looking at those kinds of individuals who have contributed significantly to the history and the richness of our culture. Not everyone has to like them, but on my watch, they will not be dismissed, nor will they be disregarded, and I certainly won't allow you to forget. Eh? So I'm going to continue this series because I think it is important. And hopefully once a month, if not twice a month, we will come with more detail. We will finish up this story following Dr. Marcus Garvey, the UNA, and the Black Star Line Steamship Company throughout different moments this month, 2013, as well as bringing some other individuals to the forefront for all of us to be quite proud of, no matter what the ultimate mix-up is. You understand? I don't care how many cultures you have in you. We know that if you look a certain way, then one has to hold oneself up and know that people will indeed judge you for the color of your skin. We are not there yet where people will not judge you for the color of your skin, but we can continue to work on it. We can continue to get rid of the stereotypes and not recreate them or replicate them or embrace them in such a way that people feel that they have a right to disregard all of the many contributions that people of color have made. All right. I'm going to step away and take a quick pause for the cause, and I'll be right back, my dears. Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Coco tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call, 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but a meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. All right, my dears. I want to give a shout out to my buddy Tina Williams at Creole Love Products. You know, she came on the show on Saturday and we had a chance to sit down and chat a little fart and chat about Valentine's Day. And I wanted to mention, it's so funny, you know, we share business managers. And so while we are talking like girlfriends on the line, we're just having a grand time. He kept tweeting us to mention the Valentine's Day special, but we were having too much fun. So here it is today. Valentine's Day special has been extended through February 14th, 2013. And it's a deal. Purchase one candle of your choice or one body butter / moisturizer of your choice and receive the newest massage oil. Now, if you all weren't listening on Saturday, she has entitled this massage oil room service. Uh-oh. I saw she wicked, you know, she wicked. But that's all right. It's a good wicked. And you get that for free. It is an $18 value. So by all means, go and check it out. This, let me tell you something. Criollo could change the whole face of your Valentine's evening if you set it up right. So go ahead and visit www.creoloveproductsalloneword.com and you can hit them up at creolove1 on Twitter. All right, so make sure that you stop by and you check them out. But I did want to go ahead and give my buddy that shout out and let her know that I did not forget, and now neither one of us will get in trouble with the boss. Which, of course, you know, he's sitting somewhere listening right now. I don't care. He trusts this. He keeps each and every one of us on our toes. And so if you wanted to send him some love, and he's going to get me for this one, this is why this is so much fun live. Hit him up at LDC Management. That's my boss. That's Tina's boss. Oh, he's our business manager. But trust me, he is one of the best, and he knows how to do what he does ever, ever so well. All right, so right now, I thought it would be a lovely idea, since we're kind of talking about the whole Valentine's Day thing. We got the More Better Body Butters covered. We got the room service massage oil covered. We have a candle, you understand? And so we can get a Benjamin candle burning. So now we've got the mood set. Now we need to bring something to the mood. And all of you know, and all of you have heard, that chocolate is a aphrodisiac, right? Now, certainly, you can go out there and spend money on your chocolates, but don't get cheap chocolates. Cheap chocolates, they just send a bad message, you know. They send a horrible message. I want you to visit a local place here. You all know I'm all about the shop local. It's in Tequesta, which isn't too far from where I live, probably about a 20-minute drive, whatnot. Go ahead and check out chocolat.com. It's spelled S. H is in Harry, OCOLAATA.com. You can also hit her up on Twitter at Chocolat Shop. And personally, what I think she's phonetically spelled the way you say chocolate in French. So it's chocolat. So I love it. She has some amazing, almost chocolate artwork. I went online. You're going to love the site. She's wonderful spring collection, field of lavender, truffles, 4 truffles for $10. Now, I know some of you are saying, Ms. Cleo, that's awfully fucking expensive. Here's the deal, my friends. You can't get good chocolate for cheap, bottom line. If it don't cost you at least a little bit, then you're not getting good stuff, eh? She also has a love potion truffle. Oh, I want to know what's in that one. She also has a pink Pop-Tart truffle. You ever hear that? It looks kind of fun. When you go online, you'll be able to see the same picture as I saw. There's also a collection called the Wild Thing Collection. Uh-oh. Truffles, pretzels, and chocolate-covered Oreos. And that's $25 for that whole package. But it's all detailed on the website. Now, for those of you who are saying, okay, well, Ms. Cleo, I don't have that kind of chocolate budget. I got to get the liquor, I got to get the chocolate, and I got to get the flowers all at one time. And I say, okay. So then I'm going to talk about some really quick, simple recipes that you all can do. And then I'm going to post one on conversationswithcleo.com, which we'll talk about that at the end of the show. And it will be for a flourless chocolate cake. But some of the other ones that are very, very easy. If you don't have a double boiler and you want to melt some chocolate, there are many people who will stick it in a microwave. I don't like to cook with a microwave. So what you do is you take like a medium saucepan and you take a heat-tempered or heat-resistant bowl, glass bowl, and what you do is you take chopped up pieces of good chocolate, and I'll give you a suggestion. Lindt, L-I-N-D-T, chocolate bars are wonderful. I would get the richest cocoa one that they have. They have 75%, 80%, 85%. Or you can absolutely work with the one that is milk chocolate. It is quite delicious as well. And they also have a white chocolate one. So you have a number of choices as to which one you will be able to choose. And they usually run you about $2.59 for the bar. And I think the bar might be a weight of maybe eight or 9 ounces. I just gotta laugh out loud from my boss. I know he's gonna get me after the show. But here's the deal. So you take that and you break them up. Make sure in the saucepan you have about an inch and a half of water. You're gonna turn your fire underneath that on low. And then in the tempered bowl or the heat-resistant bowl on top, you're just going to break up your chocolate. Get a wooden spoon if you have it. If not, then you use what you have. And just kind of stir it slowly. This is not a race, so you don't need to turn up the fire high. You'll burn your chocolate or you'll burn your saucepan or your sauce pot, all right? Once you've done that, you're going to let it cool a little bit. Get you some the regular Jet Puff marshmallows, you know, the big ones, not the little ones. And I want you to also have a place where you can lay them once you've dipped them. So I like to take a cookie sheet. I like to put a piece of wax paper, which you even can spray lightly with some palm or something like that so it doesn't stick. Dip your marshmallows. And then if you want to do something really cool, get some pre-sweetened coconut and dip them slightly in that and then lay them on your cookie sheet. If you want to do something a little bit more creative with, say, nuts or something of that nature, by all means, you can either triple dip them if you want to do, like, say, a dark chocolate, dip it all the way in, let it dry. Then you can dip it back into the milk chocolate, let it dry, and then put a little white chocolate right on the tip. However you may want to become creative, this is a wonderful way. If you'd like to toast that coconut, go ahead and put the oven on about 350, put it on a cookie sheet, spread it out in a nice layer, and just kind of keep your eye on it. You can also dip those chocolate-covered marshmallows in that as well. If you want to make it like a gift, you know what I would do? I would go out and get maybe a half a cantaloupe or maybe a styrofoam ball from like an arts and crafts store, dress it up maybe a little bit with some ribbon, and put it on longer skewers and dip those marshmallows so that they look like a little bouquet. I would like a bouquet like that, I have to tell you. I think it's very thoughtful. And guys and girls out there, this is something that's really easy to do. Breathe through it, and you will so touch the hearts, whether it's lover, husband or wife, mother or father, sister or brother, or maybe just the teacher that teaches your children. Take the time to just show a little extra appreciation, as my friend Tina would say, on that day that we set apart from all the rest. And if you keep up with me, I like to be loved and adored 365 days a year, and leap year 366. All right, my dears, look here, we're getting ready to bring this wonderful show on this tantalizing Monday to a close. Please keep your eyes open for our www.conversationswithcleo.com. We will be moving all of our segmented pages from Podbean onto conversationswithcleo.com. So there is still conversationswithcleo.net, and now we add conversationswithcleo.com. You'll also be able to visit there and hook right into the show from that website as well. So we're just going to keep it all moving so you know where to find us. And if you want to hit me up on Twitter, I'm at Real Miss Cleo, MSCLEO. And like me on Facebook, Conversations with Cleo. And if you're liking or hitting anybody else up on Twitter and that's not the place you're reaching out to, then you're not going to get in touch with me, my dears. I want you all to have a beautiful week, and we'll be back on Wednesday. Peace.
Yo, this is LIV. See, I choose to keep wisdom, peace, love, movement in a 360 circle around my life. And it goes like...